We had major technical difficulties with our broadcast tonight, and they were finally cleared up halfway through the fourth quarter. We now join the broadcast with just over 4.5 minutes left in the game.
Here comes the Trojans with a chance to take the lead. Miller with the basketball. Kicks it over. Dribble in. Kicked over. Layup. Long. Trojans 43, Indians 42.
She's having a nice game, Long.
Callie Wendell goes out with four fouls. Completely changed the momentum of this game. Coach Deitch says, we need a timeout right here, and he's going to get one, a 30-second timeout.
Indians down a point.
We're going to be right back, 43-42.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Sight. 4 minutes, 47 seconds left here in quarter number four. Indians down now 43-42 after leading by five, six.
42-36. Callie got her fourth foul. 7-point run by the Trojans. Callie checking back in. Indians need to just be patient here. We'll get any shot we want.
Yeah, yep.
Here we go. Carly takes it out. I'd like to see Carly get a bucket here. I'd like to see her get it.
Yes.
Let's get her involved here. She can get anything she wants. Here's Kennedy dribbling in. Kicks it over to Callie. Callie flips it over to McKenna. McKenna for three. It's off the side of the backboard. And they're going to get an easy layup. Oh, she missed it. But they get the offensive rebound. And a foul. Foul's going to be on Hillscamp. That's five. They call it on Callie Wendell.
Oh.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man. Well, she got to play 19 seconds.
Killer. That's a killer foul. Her fifth personal foul. Indians now with four fouls, so the rest of the way they're going to be shooting.
Tipped
two.
Away. Get back.
All right, here comes the Trojans. Top of the key. Leaper with the basketball. Kicks it over to Gibbons. That's a foul on Hillscamp. Now they're going to shoot two. That's exactly what we can't do. 4-22. Indians have not played very smart here in the fourth quarter. Some really, I mean, I like the aggressiveness, but you got to know when and where.
Yep.
And now number two, Ashley Miller is going to shoot two free throws, and I guarantee you this girl's going to knock these down.
Maybe we'll get lucky and one of them will bounce
out. You think she might? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. We'd
first
need
free
it.
Free throw up. And in. 44-42.
I hate it when you're right.
I hate it when I'm right with stuff like that, too. But girl can shoot it. A little left-handed.
Yep.
Senior, leader. Second one up.
All over the rim.
Hey, we need to get a break there. Foul is on number three on Carly. Got the rebound over the top. That's a third team foul for Arcanum. All right, let's get a good look here, Purple. Cameron Mollenkamp checked back in. So we got the Mollenkamps, Carly Niekamp, Hillscamp, and Sage Luther for the Indians. Carly with the ball, top of the key, dribbles in. Ah, Carly, come on, kid. Hillscamp. Hillscamp has it knocked away. And Indian ball. I'd like to see her get a little bit more under control here.
Yeah.
McKenna.
Looks like Kennedy's going to trigger.
You can't be as aggressive as she is. You'll never fault a kid for that.
Right.
Carly with it. Dribbles in. Kicks it out. Hillscamp to Cameron. Cameron layup. Off the back room. Sage rebound. No good. Wild underneath. Scramble.
Crazy underneath.
Here comes a kick out.
Too far under the basket.
Yes, she was, but ankle.
Oh, man. They threw it ahead to Miller. And by the time she got it, she was past the backboard. She tried to throw it up because otherwise she'd had to step out of bounds with it.
And the ball went off Cameron's foot.
Hit the bottom of the backboard, hit Cameron in the leg, and shot right out of bounds.
44-42, Arcana leading, 3:46 to go, fourth quarter. Trojans taking it out underneath the basket. Shot fake, kicked out. Pull up. Good.
Rolls around and in.
Nice play, Brooke Anderson. Arcanum now, 46-42, a 10-0 run. For the, and that one's thrown away.
Oh, threw it out of bounds.
Indians showing their inexperience here.
Yep.
You just can't have Cali. Cali cannot foul the ball game. I mean, you just can't do it. You got to have her on the floor. 3:19 to go, 46-42. Arcanum now. They're in no hurry. Coach says, hey, let them come out and guard you. Anderson with the basketball.
3:10 left.
This girl's a little shaky drill. Puts pressure on her. Miller with it. Being guarded by Cameron.
Maybe a travel.
Yeah. Dribbles in. Stepped out of bounds. Turnover to Arcanum. Hey, we got to get a good look here. We got too many times down. We ain't getting a shot off.
Yep. Anderson drove the baseline, stepped on the baseline, and gave us a break.
That's
under
right.
Three now.
2:53 go. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the ball. Dribbles up the left side. Top of the key. Kicks it over to Hillskamp. Hillskamp dribbles in and throws it away. She just, I understand what she wants to do there. She just got to get under control.
Well, she drove in and she went up and she wasn't open. She hadn't looked that far ahead.
Yeah.
It's a freshman mistake.
Oh, she walked. Changed pivot foots.
Yep.
2:35 to go. Trojans up four. And he's got to get a stop here. Miller with it. Here's a three. Wide open look on the baseline. Boy, that would have been a killer.
Yep.
Rebound, Indians, Luthold. And a foul. Sage, you've got to be strong, babe. Them girls got to rip it away. That's her, Kennedy, them girls got to be strong. They got to get the, if you watch the Mullen camp, the younger Cameron, she'll rip it out of Carly the same way.
Yep.
That's the fourth team foul, so we're shooting two shots the rest of the way out on both sides. Let's get a bucket here, purple and white.
Under 2.5.
Mullenkamp brings it up 2 minutes and 20 seconds ago. Carly with it, top of the key. Good D, pulls up. Kennedy with top of the key, fakes the three, pulls up. Short on the jumper, rebound. Cameron dribbles in, got it.
Oh, what a great
Cameron
move.
Cameron Mullenkamp, 46-44. Come on, D, get a stop here.
That was a great move.
It was a good play. Cameron's had a really nice ball game. Minute 56 to go, 46-44. Miller with it, pump fake. On the baseline, good D, stolen away. Hillskamp steals it. Come on, kid, get under control. Here she goes. Kicks it out, knocked out of bounds. We got a break there.
Yep, she tried to kick it over to Cameron. There are three defenders in between them.
Sub in, number 5. Brooke Anderson checks in for Coach Moore. And his ball out of bounds, 46-44. Kennedy takes it out.
Three, four.
Flips over. Luthold pump fakes, pulls up, 10-footer.
Short.
No good rebound.
Cameron
long for
couldn't
Arcanum.
Quite hang on to it, but.
Minute 32 to go, 46-44. Anderson with the basketball being guarded by Carly Niekamp. Kicks it over to number 10, to Miller. Underneath the basket, knocked out of bounds. Stays with Arcanum. Good D.
Kennedy flipped it away as they're trying to go underneath with it.
Minute 16 to go. You got 4 timeouts left, Coach. You got plenty of time. You don't have to count foul yet. We got to just play good D. They can't hold it that long.
No.
Here comes your sidekick, little Shane girl. God love her.
Ella.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. She's in charge.
Minute to go. Oh, Anna.
Couldn't need to do that.
Okay, we have. You got to understand the situation here. You're fouling their best free throw shooter.
Yeah.
The senior.
And it's still way over a minute to go. And you're only down 2.
Do that.
We can.
We have 4 timeouts left, but that's just the inexperience here.
Yep. It's going to work out. We're still going to win this.
Okay, I like your thinking, you. Miller shooting 2. First one up and in. 47-44. Minute 11 to go.
She did miss her second one the last time she had a chance at the line, so maybe we'll get that this time too. Keep her at 50% this quarter.
A left-hander, senior. String music.
Nope.
Timeout, Arcanum. 48-44. 30. Second timeout. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Indian basketball.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here. 48-44. Minute 11 to go. Indians with the basketball.
Trojans, minute and 11 seconds.
Kennedy with the basketball, brings it across the timeline. Indians need a bucket. Dribbles over, passes over to Sis Cameron. Cameron to Carly. Carly penetrates the top of the key, kicks it over to Cameron. Lot throws it away.
Yep, tried to get it into Sage and no chance.
There's a foul on Carly.
Yep.
Brooke Anderson's going to go to line shooting two. 52 seconds to go.
So we
48-44, 52 seconds to go. Anderson shooting two. We need a miss.
We're up 35-26. Or what
switch.
Was it?
It's 42-36.
42-36, yeah. So we've
so
scored
13-2 runs
two.
To finish this game out. And now Callie got her fifth foul. He's up six.
Yep, after such a good third quarter.
Second one is short. Rebound, Luthel. Takes it over to Mokin. Indians down five. We need a quick score. Then we throw it away.
Ooh.
And the foul is going to be on Hills Camp.
It's her fourth.
Her fifth personal foul.
That one hurts.
Coach looks at his bench, talks to Coach Val Mollenkamp and Mandy, and says, we're going to bring in the Guggenbiller girl, checks in, replacing Hills Camp. 49-44, 40 seconds to go. At the line, shooting two is Brooke Anderson. She just got off the line, made one out of two. She has a lot of flat shots, so... First one is good. 50-44. Second one up. No good. Kennedy Mollenkamp the rebound. Indians need a quick score and a timeout.
Yep, six down.
Mollenkamp dribbles it up.
35 seconds.
And bobbled. And stolen away. Layup, no good. Tipped around, Goodzoo with it. Stolen away. And a foul. That's going to be a foul.
I don't know why they were going to go shoot that.
Yeah. 18 seconds ago.
Pulled it back out after they got that
foul
steal.
Foul on Carly Niekamp. That's Carly's first personal foul. Timeout Indians. 18 seconds ago. Indians in trouble here. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, 18.9 seconds to go. Arcanum leading 50-44. Game turned fast. Indians led 42-36. with about 4 minutes to go, and it's been all Trojans to finish this game up. At the line shooting two free throws is Ashlyn Miller, the senior, the lefty. First one up and good, 51-44. Indians are going to fall short in this game, but
yep.
You know what, Neil? We got more positive than negatives, and we're going to talk to Coach Deitch after the game. He's going to stop up, and we'll get his input after the game and see what he thinks. For a second one, no good. Rebound, Guggenbiller flips it over to Carly. Carly brings it up the court. Knocked out of bounds. That could be a foul. No call, but the Indians get the ball back. 14 seconds to go.
Yep.
So that was a Steve Orne. He knew that yes. The ball was out on us, but they yep. could have called a foul, so he just gives it to us.
Yep. We had two situations.
Goosey for three off the back of the iron and out of bounds. That's going to go to Arcanum. 8 yep. seconds to go.
Yep. Last night there's two situations where they should have done that at Crestview.
Yeah.
Instead, they called a foul both times. And it was one of those just exactly like that. No big deal. Just give them the ball. Don't call a foul yep. on the kid. I don't know why they're in a hurry to get down and score
down,
again.
Shot up, no good. Rebound, Guggenbiller. Jump ball, 2.4 seconds ago.
I'm really surprised they didn't just pull that ball out and dribble it out, but they went right at the basket. 6 seconds
left. Gets the ball, 51-44. 2 seconds ago, Arcand takes it out, flips it to Anderson, takes a couple dribbles, and that's the ball game. Final from the fourth side, Arcanum Trojans, 51. Your Fort Recovery Indians, 44. We'll be right back. Recap, Indians game.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey, we're back here at the Forkside Fieldhouse. Saturday evening non-league basketball contest for the Arcanum Trojans. 51, the Fort Recovery Indians 44, and a game of, you know what, Neil, it was a game of spurts.
Sure was.
Arcanum got off to a quick start. Indians found themselves down by 10 points. Cut it to, I don't know what score was at half. I think we might have been down 7 or 9. Come back in the third quarter, played just about as good as you could play in that third quarter.
You're right.
Took the lead, was up 42-36 with about 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Callie Wendell gets her fifth foul, and in a game like this, that senior leadership and, yep. and to get them under control is such an important thing, and we lost that.
Yep.
And then you got all those freshmen out there.
Mm-hmm.
And our Cam's got senior, you know, they got good guard play, and they just kind of spread us out, and the Indians didn't get some very good looks there. And our Cam wins it 51-44. And now we'll get Coach Deitch up here and talk to him. You know, Neil, I would say more positive than negative.
Yes, yeah, and I don't think we had any illusions of going undefeated, and we're not. But what I really like, number one, Kennedy is more aggressive than she has been in some games last night and tonight. But those two or three freshmen that get in there and play, those kids are really good.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have quite the I don't know if wisdom's the right word, but they make some mistakes. But man, are they fun to watch! This is going to be a good 4 years with those kids.
Yeah, I mean they're aggressive. They're not scared to make the mistakes, but they're also not very skilled. And when you get a game like this, at the end of that game, you need your skilled players on the floor
making good decisions. That's a big deal.
And the Indians fall 51-44. You know, coach is talking to his team right now, and I'd say, knowing him, and he's a very positive guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm sure he's talking about, you know what? You know, we did a lot of more things, positive and negative. First of all, third quarter is as good as we can play.
Yes. Do you want to take a quick break and wait for him, or you want to get some more stuff we want to talk about?
No, it's fine. Let's take a break, pay some more bills. We got some great sponsors here for you.
Oh, yes,
Radio.
We do. Yep.
Bringing you girls basketball. We'll be right back. Coach Deitch coming up.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting and Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back here. Indians fall to Arcanum 51-44. Looks like this upcoming this week, Tuesday, the girls have the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks coming into town. The Indians, they'll bring a nice team in here, Neil. That game will be on PG-14. We're going to simulcast it.
Yep, yep.
Is that what you call it, simulcast?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Rob will be over to... Voice of the Indian basketball. Rob's one of the best at it.
Yes, he is.
He's very good. Waiting on Coach Deitch. Looks like he's in the locker room. This is his first time, and, you know, Neil said, you know, he may have forgot about it.
Hates us.
Most people do.
You were pretty nice to him last spring on the Sports Talk.
And we understand it, that, you know what, he's talking to his team, and that's the priority. I'm sure we'll get to talk to him, and we're going to have him on Sports Talk. Once again, on Sports Talk this Wednesday night, Coach Bob Leverett, the Guy Indians, will be up to talk to us, and he'll talk about the upcoming season and his scrimmage success. And they open up against Jay County, and Jay County's really big and really good.
Yep.
So and that'll be right here next Saturday night. I'll tell you what, Neil. We'll talk to him maybe next time. We'll get him up here on Sports Talk.
And speaking of Sports Talk, you're talking about Coach Leverett coming up this Wednesday. We're also with the school. We're going to talk to the people went to Washington D.C. to receive that blue ribbon. Blue ribbon school deal, and we're going to talk to them about that, and in conjunction with the ceremony they're going to have here and what they did at in Washington, D.C. So,
hey, we're joined here by Coach Deitch. Coach, more positive than negatives.
Oh, definitely.
I would say if somebody would have told you we could play a third quarter like that all year, and that's as good as the Fort Recovery team's played in a couple years.
Yeah. I'm super proud of the way the girls played tonight. They played their butts off, especially on the defensive end. First half, they made 8 three-pointers in the first half, and that's tough to come back from. They were lights out. We were helping off a little too much. Made that adjustment in the second half. They didn't get all that. Climbed back into it. That and just the leadership that some of our girls showed. We're down a player over these first two games. We get her back this week. Yep. So excited for that. Having Callie Wendell having to play a little bit different, not having that extra guard, having to rely a lot on freshman minutes. But, man, I am so proud, especially Kennedy Mullenkamp. I mean, yeah. She played the best game she's ever played. Career high points, got 18 points tonight. And we knew it was in there. It was just waking up that beast and getting her to take that step. So I think we got there, and hopefully she keeps rolling with that going forward.
You know, she has shown in the past spurts like that. And she has to realize that when she takes the floor, she's going to be one of the better players on the floor.
Yep.
And it's just a part of her getting to realize that and getting, and you know, she had 18 points. She had to have 5 or 6 assists. But one of the players that I thought gave you a huge spark was her sister, who comes in there, and in that third quarter, you can't play harder than she played.
Oh, those Mullenkamp sisters, I mean, they go, and they go hard. And what she lacks in skill and experience, she makes up with in heart and hustle. With her coming in, that was so huge. That definitely was not the role she was expecting to have tonight. I know that for sure. But it's in there. It's all in there. We just gotta put it all together for 4 full quarters, and then those W's will start racking up.
That's right. You know, Callie Wendell has to realize that she has to be on the floor. Scores 42-36. We're up 6. Callie gets her 5th foul. It ends up 51-44. Now, you know, a couple of those fouls were a little, then, you know, even her 5th foul was a little bit tick-tacky. But she has to realize we need her on the floor.
Right. Yeah, and that's a delicate balance of pulling the reins back and letting the big dog eat, you know. She's ultra-competitive, super aggressive, gets after anybody, doesn't back down from a thing. And that shows that gets her in a little bit of trouble from here and there, getting a little handsy on the ball handler and maybe making a little more contact than she's hoping for from time to time. But she had an offensive foul, which that's just from her going hard. And that's a move she wasn't making 2 weeks ago. I mean, she was fading away from any contact she was getting, and now she's going into things, being more aggressive. And I'm sure the girl on the other end of that wasn't too fond. And next time that'll open up that lane for her. So,
Coach, you opened up the season. You're 0-2 for the weekend. But there's a heck of a lot more positive than negative. We understand what we're up against this season. Our goal is to get better and better and better. And we took that step from Friday to Saturday.
I think so. We're climbing the mountain. Okay, that's don't want to be playing our best basketball in November, for sure. Not even in December. So we want to keep making adjustments, keep getting better. We get into December, January, February, and then let that go from there.
You know, like, you're kind of new to the program, but you also know you have several really strong players, but you have some pretty good freshmen that you need to figure out where they belong. They need to figure out where they belong. You need to see how quickly they can progress to be their best player, and that's going to take a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And McKenna Hulskamp, I mean, took over the JV game when she got her 2 quarters in tonight. I mean, took over, and then she just needs to realize that it's 2 different games, the JV game, the varsity game. Defense is 1 step quicker, and they're just there waiting for
it. And I thought if you watched her mannerisms on the floor, you know what? She had a tough stretch there at the end. She didn't change. She knows what her goal is, and I love her. I mean, I just think she has her potential is unbelievable.
Tons
and you know
potential.
What? We'll live with those mistakes.
Yeah, she is resilient, that's for sure, and that's the one thing I really like about her.
Coach, we appreciate you taking the time up. Good luck Tuesday night. Miss them all. Bring a nice team in here. They got the Woodbury girl, who's a really good player. Oh, yeah. And if you haven't got a chance, come up here and watch our Lady Indians. They're fun to watch, folks. And Coach, we appreciate you taking time out.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. We'll see you next
appreciate
week.
Appreciate it a lot. Thanks.
So that's the final wrap here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Once again, Indians fall 51-44. Kennedy Mullenkamp leads the floor with 18 points. We'll be back Tuesday night. PG-14's got the Indians and the Hawks. Neil, for my good friend, Mr. Neil Spencer, this gorgeous little Shang girl, God love her. She's awesome. And she does it all.
Yes.
Really?
She does.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see you Tuesday night, folks.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.